The Brief Prayer of Aspiration for Dewa Chen. Salutation to the Perfect Amitabha. 1. Recollecting the qualities of Dewa Chen. Salutation to the Perfect Amitabha. Again and again we remember the realm of great happiness. From the depths of our hearts we remember our guide, Infinite Light. One-pointedly, we remember the victor and his ocean-like circle of bodhisattvas. Protectors of the unprotected, please gather here and bless us. 2. Accumulation of merit. To you, our benefactors, the embodiment of compassion, we make devoted salutation and offer oceans of offering clouds. We confess all our sins and lapses, and rejoice in all virtue done by others. We request you to teach the Dharma and not to leave us for Nirvana. 3. Developing Bodhicitta. For the sake of benefiting beings equaling the extent of the sky, so that they may attain complete and perfect enlightenment, those who produced complete Buddha realms must inspire our vast aspiration to be just like them. 4. Dedication and aspiration. By our virtue arising from this practice and all other causes, may all beings be born in their next life in the pure realm of Dewa Chen, which is amazingly beautiful in its truly wonderful design. Then may they experience the joyous festival of the excellent Mahayana. These four stanzas are the four causes of being born in Dewa Chen. See Appendix 2, which follows this. At the request of his virtuous friend, called Odhyana, this was written by Jigme Tenpe Nyima. Aspiration. Far to the west of here is the pure land of Buddha Infinite Light. May whoever remembers his name be born there, in his supreme pure land. Appendix 1. During a kalpa eon, long ago, in the universe called Countless Worlds, Mije Jichen Kikam, the universal emperor, Raja Chakravartin, was Sipti Nyunku, Wheel Rim. He had 1,022 queens, and each queen bore him one son. Each son had two male assistants and one female assistant. The Raja Chakravartin had many ministers, and they advised him that, although the kingdom was very large and contained everything, it was impermanent and was bound to decline one day. They told him that there would be no financial resources available for going to a good place for their next lives. The king listened to this advice from his ministers and then took the necessary action. With his queens, sons and ministers, he approached the Buddha Ratnagarbha, Rinchen Nyingpo, precious essence, and took refuge and developed the bodhicitta altruistic intention towards enlightenment. Raja Chakravartin offered all that was under his power. He offered his wives and his sons and all his wealth, and similarly his sons' assistants and their mothers. All the others present made offerings of whatever they possessed, giving even their own bodies. Buddha Ratnagarbha gave them bodhisattva ordination. He told them that now they had started to develop bodhicitta altruism and that they would get joy from this and would practice it further in the future. The king, Raja Chakravartin, Sipki Miku, said, "From today I will fully practice the deeds of a bodhisattva and I will keep my vows, so that as a result in the future my realm will be the very highest, most valuable place. Moreover, whoever remembers me and my name and realm or hears of them will not be born again but will come to my realm. If this does not occur, then I will not become a Buddha." He acted according to that promise and kept his vows, and then he became Buddha Upame with the realm of Sukhavati, Dewa Chen. Why is it that he should gain the highest realm, and that those who hear of it will go there? The reason is that all the Buddhas have formally made and developed their altruistic intention towards enlightenment. When they did this, they offered some flowers or jewels to the Buddhas. But Raja Chakravartin, Sibhimikhu, offered all his possessions, his kingdom, his queens and sons, even his own body, and so he made the highest offering. Moreover, in his vow, his aspiration was vast, stating that whoever should hear of and remember him would arrive in his realm. His 1,022 sons will become the 1,022 Buddhas of the present Bhadrakalpa, the good eon. The fourth of these Buddhas is our doctrine giver, Lord Buddha Shakyamuni. The mothers of each of his sons will be the mothers of the 1,022 Buddhas. The two male assistants of each of the sons will become these Buddhas' chief assistants, just as Shariputra and Modgalayana were for Buddha Shakyamuni. The female assistants of the sons will be the stepmothers of each of the Buddhas, just as Prajapati Gotami was for Buddha Shakyamuni. All details regarding these matters can be found in the Aryabhadrakalpa Mahayana Sutra, which gives information regarding the 1,022 Buddhas, including Buddha Shakyamuni. The Amitabha Vaya Sutra gives a general outline of these occurrences. Appendix 2. The four causes for being born in Dewa Chen are as follows. 1. Without knowing of the good qualities, organization and arrangements of Dewa Chen, people would feel no desire to go there at the end of this or future lives. For if one does not know whether Dewa Chen is good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant, why would one try to go there? Therefore, the qualities of Dewa Chen must first be known, and these are briefly listed in the section of this text headed Imagining Dewa Chen, which is found in the earlier recording, A Swift Path, and in more detail in the section headed The First Description at the beginning of the Dejen Monlam prayer, which follows this. Secondly, if someone wishes to travel to another country, she must make the necessary preparations to finance and organize her trip. Similarly, one who wishes to go to Dewa Chen must have the necessary fare, her vast accumulation of virtues. Therefore, in order to collect these virtues, the seven branch practices given here, A Swift Path, and in the Dejen Monlam. All these branches or parts should be practiced very strongly and deeply, and thus virtue will be generated. Without virtue, one cannot reach Dewa Chen. Thirdly, without generating the altruistic intention towards enlightenment, bodhicitta, one cannot reach Dewa Chen. No mention of Dewa Chen can be found in the Hinayana texts, since bodhicitta must be developed to go there, and the development of bodhicitta is not found in the Hinayana texts. The development of bodhicitta is in this section and in the Dejen Monlam. Fourthly, in the first three causes, virtues have been collected by visualizing the realm of Amitabha and its qualities in the first, by making the seven branch practice in the second, and by developing bodhicitta in the third. As the fourth cause, we dedicate whatever good results come from these virtues to all sentient beings. This is done in this text and in the Dejen Monlam, which also describes the benefits they will enjoy. These appendices were written by C.R. Lama. This text is from the book Longing for Limitless Light by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. Read by Wendy, April 2023.